Hi, this is Kelly Payne from Customer Service on your phone call back. How may I help you today?
Okay, this is from Appliances something in Florida?
Yes.
Okay, what is it that I supposedly ordered?
So if you give me your zip code, I can verify your account and go through security measures, and then we can get your account pulled up and I can look at it for you.
13673.
Okay, your first and last name?
Luann Law.
Yes, ma'am. I do have an account put up in your name. Can you verify your address, please, for security purposes?
It's 641 Philadelphia Courts, Philly, New York.
Thank you. This
13673. What did I order?
I'm trying to get your account pulled up. My system is running very slow today, ma'am. I'm sorry about that.
Because I got a phone call from the fraud department. And I said, I don't remember ordering anything from Florida. So I got to wonder if somebody hacked my card, which is now worthless.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand your frustration, but I'm still here. My system is running pretty slow today. Just give me a minute while I pulls up. Hi, ma'am. I'm still here with you. Just give me a minute. That's
old. Are you talking to a supervisor?
For $7.95, and she ain't been charging them, so you can just blacklist.
Hi, yes, ma'am. So you have been charged for a pop. You signed up to win a quiz art, so you paid $7.95 to win an item. And then you were also enrolled. When you signed up for it, you were enrolled in our Factory Direct Savings Club, which while your card was going to be charged $67.32. Well, since you have not been charged, I can go ahead and cancel your account for you, and you won't be charged no more after that.
I'm not paying for anything anyway because the bank just
yes, ma'am. I do
my whole card. There's no payment of anything.
I do understand that. I see that now. You were declined, so I can go ahead and cancel your account for you, so you would not be charged in the future.
Oh, good, because I didn't want that pop.
Yes, ma'am.
And
I
don't
understand
remember
that.
Anything where it said that I was going to get charged for something else either. What
yes,
else was I charged for?
That's
the
it, ma'am. The $7.95 was when you did a survey to win. You entered a contest to win this pop, and when you pay the $7.95 was for shipping and handling to win this pop, but you don't receive the pop. You basically get a ticket to be entered into the drawing to win it.
Oh, really? And
yeah.
I got charged $67 for what?
You got they tried to charge you $67 because after a week, they charge you that for the entire membership.
Oh, well, that's a ripoff. You're entering to win a pot, and they're going to charge you for the damn thing. That is a scam. Yeah, that is a wonderful scam. Oh, you can enter it for $7.95, and then we're going to charge you for the damn thing anyway. No, I don't fall. No. Mm-mm. I'm glad my bank closed out my card because nobody gets nothing now, not even me.
Yes, ma'am. I totally do understand your frustration. Would you like your confirmation number?
Yeah, I do.
It's T as in Charlie. 263-149.
14 what?
149.
9-084. I can't believe that. Well, I won't enter any more freaking contests. I just thought, oh, what the hell? Yeah, no.
Is there anything else I can do for you today, ma'am?
No.
Okay, then.
No.
Thank you for calling customer service. You have a good day.
You too.
All righty.